Hi guys, and welcome back to Tina Reed with your girl, The Hooligan. I hope that you guys are doing great. I hope, you know, everything's out there is fine. This is a little bit of a different episode. I didn't think I would have to make this, but since there's been so many issues going around with, regards to drama, I really want to, you know, take a couple minutes to, like, explain a little bit more, alright? So, if you saw the title, this is more about Yaga Miyato and the controversy surrounding her. First, we'll start with, like, a personal statement, because I'm a big fan of the weeb community. You know, I've been in the anime community, you know, a big fan since, like, the original Sailor Moon and Dragon Ball came out on, like, Cartoon Network. And, you know, it's opened the world of, like, Japanese animation for me and many other young millennials and Gen Z. And, one of the things that can occur with, you know, watching, like, animation or cartoons is, people could develop crushes on, like, cartoon characters. Because, you know, they're people. They're given personalities. They're given traits. It's called scatophilia. Or, lunophilia. There's two different names for it. But it just means a attraction to anime or cartoons. And that is actually a very normal thing, because animation is, its whole point is to be visually pleasing. It's a representation of humans, or sometimes, you know, animals, because of furries. And, you know, they're out there and I respect them. I have nothing against them. And Yaga Miyato is a ASMR voice actress. I like to, you know, put her full title out there, because that's what she is. She's a voice actress who comes up with these concepts, ages up characters to a legal age where they are sometimes 20, 19, college, out in the workforce, like, working. She's not sexualizing children, and not one episode does she ever, like, say that. Like, I don't know if you guys watched my original episode, but I even talk about it. And I think that this is a big issue, because people are making it an issue that it shouldn't really be. Because people watch, I don't know, let's say Nickelodeon shows. A good one was, like, Danny Phantom. A lot of people had crushes on Danny Phantom. Nobody sat there and said, ew, you can't be attracted to that. That's weird. No. But you could be attracted to a 20-year-old playing a 16-year-old kid in a movie and walk away feeling fine. Why is that okay? But actually aging up characters who are fictional, because they're not even real, they're animation, made to be pleasurable to see, a fucking issue. I think that, you know, one of the main reasons that I made this podcast is because I care about female sexuality and its many forms, not only females, but trans, you know, males, sexuality in literature and art, which, you know, as I've demonstrated, can go from, like, the 14th century to modern fanfic, you know. And it always seems to be controversial when it's aimed at women or gay men. I don't know why everything becomes even more controversial when you put those two groups together. I mean, think about when 50 Shades of Grey came out. Everyone was panicking. They're saying that it was inappropriate, this, that, and the fourth. And all it was honestly the lightest BDSM of my life I've ever read. Because I have read worse. Of course, remember, I have read fan fiction, which is totally okay to do. Which is where you take characters, age them up, put them in different scenarios. What is the difference between fanfic that people create over real life characters versus animated ones? I find it to be a complete and total hypocritical view of people. Honestly, I don't like that disrespect. I feel like people should put some respect on her name. Yes, I did put a little clip on it because I wanted people to know it was available, to it was out there. I didn't give in the full audio. And I do want to do more of her reviews because she deserves it. It's amazing. Her work is fantabulous. And I hope to God that she hears it. I really do. Like, I'm a fan. I subscribe to your Patreon. I just don't understand. Why is it that whenever it comes to an alternative group, usually the vanilla people feel like they have to come in and attack it without ever actually analyzing it? They just sit there and throw rumors out, like she's being a pedophile or this and forth or doing all types of crazy things which aren't even based in reality. She takes fictional characters and ages them up. The same thing that people do, artists do. And I have them on my Instagram where they take busy princesses who can range from anywhere from 14 to like 19, depending on which princess it is, and sexualize them. And they never really say that they aged them up. It's never truly clarified. And I feel like that is, of course, the line of hypocrisy. Because when it's for women, it's bad. Because women's sexuality has always been seen as inferior or less important to reproduction than males' orgasm and sexuality. Why are we punished for having desires? Why is it such a big issue? And you know what? Because of these assholes who keep... I said assholes, but you know what? Because of these people who sit there and attack her, I'm going to go in even harder supporting her. And I will stick my hand out for her. Because you know what? She's an amazing artist. And artists need to be respected for what they do. And I hope that this wasn't too much of an angry episode. It's short. And I will be back next time. And I will be reviewing her audio. I won't have it online. I'm going to be doing it with my friend M. And I hope that you guys are listening. I hope that anyone who found the audio, the first one, like, and didn't like it, just leave it alone. If it's not for you, then it's not for you. No one ever sees me sitting there and attacking a vanilla relationship. I don't really care. Or vanilla sex. I don't care. I don't invest myself in that situation. And that's on me. But you know what? I know what I like. And I know the difference between right and wrong. And having these people come after her, it's kind of disheartening to me personally. Like, once again, I'm a big fan of anime. I even mentioned it in the last one. I'm a big fan of, I've been watching, like, My Hero Academia. I just finished it. I'm a big fan of Aizawa. And yes, there are little girls and little boys who fiend after Aizawa, who's portrayed as a 30-something-year-old man teacher. But no one's really paying attention to that. Because, of course, that's not the root of the issue. The root of the issue is that people don't like it, they don't feel comfortable with it, and so they feel like they can attack it from angles that don't exist. So, I hope that Yami Miyago hears this. I hope that, you know, she knows she has my support here in, like, the hooligan in Tina Reid. And you know what? Thank you for everyone who's been supporting me through now. And I will keep doing videos because fuck that shit. Just whatever, bro. Come at me, bro. Like, that's just it. I'm a bro girl. Like, come at me. And thank you, Yami Yago. I love your comfort audios. I think it's amazing because it's not just all sexuality. Some of them are just like scenarios that you might find yourself in, being a superhero or being a volleyball player or just even being comforted and being told that you're loved. Some people need that. Who are you? Who is anyone to take that away from anyone else? Like, these videos, I've heard many testimonies from many girls saying how important these audios are to them. And honestly, even I said it myself, I was feeling very down and I sat there and I listened to Shinzo comforting audio, because of course she ages them up. Remember, they're not fucking teens, they're like 18, 20 and above. And all they did was tell me beautiful things and help me move on through my day, because I do suffer from depression. I'm a depressive person, and you know what? That little bit of happiness gave me the push through that I needed. And I know that it does that for many other people because I read the Patreon comments. I'm there. I'm in the comments. I'm reading. I'm writing. I'm here for her. And as a person, you know, who may fall through the BDSM community or the weeb community or even like fanfic writers, yeah, I should be supporting her because she's doing nothing that we wouldn't do. So I hope this finds y'all well. I'll be back next time. And bye.